Well, the last couple of weeks have been very, very busy times for the Federation, and in particular the Bass Federation Incorporated. And with me today is Robert Cartley, the president of the Bass Federation, Inc. And Robert, you know, it's been a couple of busy weeks. You know, you've been trying to have meetings, trying to get everything held together with all the different parties that may be interested in the Federation. But you've come to a decision of some sort, and can you tell me about what has happened?
Well, you're certainly right, Terry, in that it's been a hectic week. It's been a hectic few months. We've been here in Florida all week long working on the Federation and its future, trying to listen to all sides and all proposals, and the presidents have attended the Bass meetings, and the other officers have been put on the table trying to make listen to all sides and make sure that they do what their membership has asked them to do, and to make sure that they do what is in the best interest of their membership and the Federation as a whole. So most of the meetings now are over. We held our final TBF Inc. shareholders meeting last night, and you know, I'm very happy to say that the Federation, we have a widespread support from the Federation's state federations for TBF Inc. and the National Federation. They're standing behind the organization that they built and that they created, which is exciting for the Federation, because I think you're gonna see as this all starts coming out over the next day and two that there is some really powerful things in store for the Federation in the future.
Well, you guys have voted, and when I say you guys, that's the presidents, and you guys are really kind of there. You know, you're the people that try to voice their opinions and some of that to Bass. That's been the idea all along, and I know that vote is in. Can you tell us exactly what happened in that vote?
Sure. We held a vote last night, the states did, after they had spent 3 days looking at all the different options, and 30 states out of the state federations voted to go with TBF Inc. 100% last night. There's about, I believe, 14 states that they didn't have, their membership didn't authorize them to vote while they were here. They took the package, took all the information, and they'll be going back to their states and making a final vote with their board of directors over the next week to 10 days. But all indications are that the vast majority of those are supporting TBF Inc. as well. It was only 4 states that voted rightfully so, as their membership directed them to do, to stay with Bass.
Can you tell me those states?
Those 4 states were Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and I believe Ontario.
So they will stay with Bass. They voted to do that.
They voted to do that, and that was their president's responsibility, is to do what their membership had told them to do when they came down here. And certainly no animosity towards those. Those folks are our friends. We've been Federation partners for many, many years, and you know, we wish them all the best, and we'll work with them all we can in the future.
Well, you know, as this thing now it's transpired, you've had your vote, it's come in, and you're waiting on those 14 that you mentioned. Does that mean that you're going to be out there now with FLW, with Bass and FLW? Kind of give me an idea, if you can, what that vote really means.
Okay. Well, the offers that were presented to the presidents this week, and that they're going to be taking back to their members and sharing with them as we go forward, is a couple of players we're going to play with. One of them is Bass Van Army. And Bass Van Army came to the table with a very dynamite package. It's going to offer one of the things the members have been requesting for some time now is a Federation media presence. And Bass Van has offered that with some daily website coverage, things of that nature targeted at the Federation, and it's really going to be exciting when we get that all up and going, as well as spots in the Bass Van Army, the Weekend Warrior Championship. No entry fee for those guys, and it's really just another opportunity, and a big opportunity for Federation members to fish a championship event. And then we've got the FLW plan, and it is... you know, you'll hear some things, I'm sure, from Erwin Jacobs and the folks from FLW on that plan. Generally, the Federation anglers are just not going to realize what's coming at them. It is a monster package that is going to provide lots of opportunities for them that they've never dreamed of. We're talking about twice as many spots in championship events than we've ever had. We're talking about some of the biggest companies in the nation, in the world, supporting them directly. Cash money to their state federations to help them operate what they're doing. More opportunities for fishing. comprehensive youth program from top to bottom, funded. A conservation program that is something that we've looked for and dreamed for, excuse me, for a number of years and just have never been able to put together. So I think when the presidents get back and sit down with their members and go over everything, it is going to be very exciting to the members, all the opportunities that are out there for them now, today. We're talking about 12 spots in the BFL All-American, 6 boater spots, 6 co-angler spots. We're talking about spot in the FL, the Forest Wood Cup, $1 million cash to the winner if he's running the Ranger boat, $500,000 to the winner, no matter what boat brand he's running, if he's not running a Ranger boat. So those are big, big numbers. Full angler spot in the Forest Wood Cup for Federation anglers. Gosh, I mean, my mind is just swirling. It's just so massive and such broad scope that it's hard to relay in a 10-minute phone conversation all the different pieces of pie that have been offered up to Federation members here this week.
Well, you know, ultimately it is about the Federation, but I got to ask you a question that, you know, it's entered my mind is the, you know, you're leaving an organization with a very long and storied history, and BASS being, you know, around for a long, long time is, and I know that's caused a lot of consternation for a lot of people in trying to decide what the best thing was for their membership. So that wasn't an easy decision, I wouldn't think.
It absolutely was not. It was heart-wrenching. It was gut-wrenching decision. The president, I have agonized over it for a very long time now, and, you know, it's nothing bad against Bass. They have a business model they need to follow to be profitable, and you know, we hope that they're very successful in that. The Federation has always been about fishing in general, and we hope Bass is successful in everything that they do, because it's only going to improve fishing if Bass Fan and FLW and the Federation and Bass are all successful in what they do. It boils down to more opportunities for people to go fishing. And while the Federation does youth work, we don't do it for any one particular organization individually. And we do conservation work the same way. We do it for fishing. Our guys want to go fishing. They want that opportunity. They want to make sure that opportunity is there for tomorrow and for their kids and their grandkids. And so that's why the Federation does those things. And it's our hope that Bass can take their program and make it successful, and that will support the entire industry as well. So, you know, certainly they have a plan that whatever that is, and they will proceed with that. And we wish them the best of luck in it.
You know, Robert, I guess it's all about choices, and there's no doubt there had to have been some tough choices there. But you know, I look at the TBF board, and you in particular. You and I have known each other a long time, and you know, a lot of things have happened in regards to you guys, but I want to finish this interview. You got held hostage a little bit.
I did get held hostage. We was here in Orlando, and there was a armed robbery in the mall, and I just happened to be there at the time. And I wasn't directly held hostage by the armed robbers. I was in the store just down from it, but they wouldn't let us out of the store. There's folks with guns running around all over, and it was very unfortunate. One of the hostage takers wound up getting killed out of the deal, but it just added a little bit of excitement to a week that was already pretty well packed. So everything came out of it okay, but it was something I'd never experienced before, for sure.
Well, after a stressful week, no doubt about it, you have to be relieved that this is over with, and now you can move ahead, and we look for good things to happen for the TBF and TBF Inc., of course, and good things ahead for the Federation Anglers.
Well, thanks, Terry. We appreciate it. We appreciate all the support from everybody in the industry, and you know, we want to say a special thanks to everybody out there listening today that's worked with the Federation over the years and will in the future.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.